Hello. This is Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes.
My brother tells me that he saw a UFO last week. And I'd like to report, I'd like to tell you what he said. He's a little hesitant to talk to anybody.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
All right, sir. Four lights, white. This was last week. He said they looked like four pigeons carrying flashlights. Flash of light that was broken. And I asked him if he was, he drank, and I asked him, he said he was stone sober. Saw in split second, over pine tree. Now that would be in the west to the northwest. I'm not sure quite where he was standing or where he parked the car when he got out. And then Gene continues to refuse to talk about it when pressed, then relates, then relaxes, and talk about it again. In other words, I'm afraid that he's a little bit afraid that, he might end up in a mental institution.
And that was all he saw, was just those
That's all
lights.
I can report. That's all. I wrote down what he said.
Uh-huh.
He said it kind of curved a little bit when it disappeared.
Okay.
I'd like to have you talk to him more.
We'd like very much to.
All right. Can you get somebody out here? Is there somebody here in Grand Rapids, Michigan that you can...
Well, we'll give it a try if we can't. Well, we can interview him over the phone.
All right.
What was the man's name? Okay, do you have any idea on the date on that?
Well, no. It was just last week during the working hours. He comes home from work sometime in the early morning hours.
I see.
So it would be from Monday through Friday. Now, he didn't say which day.
Okay. Does he work a swing shift or something?
Yes, he does.
In the best
Well, it's not a swing shift. He works at from about 4 o'clock till midnight and after.
Okay, then we'd better call him sometime in the afternoon then.
Yes. Right. If you call while I'm here, he's in bed right now.
Uh-huh.
And he will be up probably by 11:30, 12 o'clock. If you call back then.
Okay. What was your name again, sir?
My name is...
You get her number.
I got it from the FAA at the Grand Rapids Airport.
Okay. Would that be the tower?
No. No, I got it from a man in the FAA room. I first went downtown to our office downtown.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then I drove off to the airport.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye. We understand that you saw something strange in the sky a few days back.
Yeah, my brother reported that.
Yes.
I only saw it for a couple of seconds, and I couldn't... I don't think it was a UFO, really. I don't know what it was, but I don't... Because it was right at housetop level.
I see. Could we get a description of it?
Well, the only thing I could say was just that it looked like about six lights.
Uh-huh.
It reminded me of a photographer that you had them bars with the lights on it.
Yes.
Movie cameras. That's what it looked like, a bar of lights just going through.
Okay, now they're in a straight line.
Yeah, they were in a straight line.
And they maintain that all the way?
I only saw them for just a flash.
I see. Okay.
So I don't know if it was my imagination or, you know, not only imagination, but just a... I don't know what you'd call it.
Were they quite large, these lights?
No, not really.
Okay, what time did you spot those?
Must have been somewhere between 1 and 1:30.
That's in the morning?
Yeah, right after midnight.
Okay.
Just after midnight.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. Maybe just a flock of birds and a light or something. I don't know.
Okay, what date was that? Do you remember?
No, I couldn't remember the date. Because I'd forgotten about it for a week because I... You know, it was too low to be anything.
You feel that they were about treetop level?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, or a little lower even. So that's why I figured it couldn't be anything.
Did you detect any sound?
No, that's what was amazing. There was no sound. So that's why I don't know if pigeons fly at night. night or something. That's what I thought. Well, maybe just a bunch of pigeons flew through a light or something, you know.
Well, were those lights quite bright?
No, not really. And they had no beam, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, hardly, just a reflection, just like you saw a light.
Right.
Without any fluorescent around them or anything. That's what I thought. Probably just a something flew through a flash of light. I told my brother, I said, don't report that.
Well,
I didn't really know what
it
I
could
thought.
Be very important. Was that this month? Did that occur this month?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't, like I said, I don't know what I saw.
Do you feel that they were close to you, or do you have any estimate of distance?
Yeah, I thought they were fairly close. Just, you know, like I say, about treetop heights. And I kept looking, I expected it to come out around the tree, you know, and then I could see it again, you know.
Yes.
But I never seen it after that.
I see. Okay.
Just a split second, so I had no idea what it was. I still think it was either just a flash of light or birds or something.
Uh-huh.
My feeling, anyway. Then I looked, I thought, well, maybe somebody had a searchlight, you know, how they advertise them, big searchlights that go around.
Right.
And I looked for that, and I didn't see no searchlight, but I don't know what it was.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us.
Okay.
Thank you.